Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sophie Miralco, and I apologize. I'm going to unmute Tobias, who is going to be unmuted very soon. Hey, hi, Tobias.
Hi, Sophie.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. Hey. How are you?
Good, good. So we are at opposite ends of the world. I am currently in Europe and Tobias is in the United States. So I apologize if the connection is not really good. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great. And for those that don't know the reason why Sophie's in the south of France, she's actually teaching her biggest classes right now.
And don't tell people.
How does it get better than that?
How does it? Okay.
I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you. So today is today is one of our most exciting show. We're going to talk about money. Money come. So, Tobias, what do you know about money?
Oh, I like to make it.
You do?
Yeah, of course. There's a lot of energy around money, I think, for a lot of people. So talking about money, I think for a lot of people, it might make them feel uncomfortable or feel a little weird. But I don't know. I just think that it's fun to talk about.
What is money?
What would you like to know? What is money? Money?
Yeah.
Money is joy, really. I think often we tell ourselves, like, for instance, if to give you an example, we often tell ourselves that we have a money problem, right? Mm-hmm. And I had a friend the other day tell me that. She kept telling me, oh, God, I have this money problem. I keep getting these money problems. I kept saying, no, you don't have a money problem. There's no such thing as a money problem. And she kept saying, what are you talking about? No, I have a money problem. And I kept saying, no, you really don't have a money problem. And I understood what she was saying, but I was trying to show her maybe a different possibility in thinking. And I said, no, what you're saying is you have a receiving problem. So, you know, when you go into that judgment of having problems to receive, and I think you begin to actually, you just cut off that capacity to receive anything when you keep saying that. So when you go into that judgment of you having a money problem, you do cut off any type of capacity to receive any money. And I think if you begin to actually receive more of you, you begin to receive more money. So it's kind of a little beyond just trying to receive money, because what you're willing to be determines what you're willing to receive. So I think function from money not being a problem. Stop functioning as it being a problem. We are infinite with untapped potential. So when I say that we have a receiving problem, I'm also saying that we're unwilling to receive all energies, even the good, the bad, the ugly. I think if you have true receiving, you have no judgment of anything. And you're willing to receive everything that is. So,
so you mean even when people want to hurt me, I should receive that?
Well, like for instance, when you're not willing to receive someone, you're stopping energy flowing to you, and you cut yourself off from the energy of the universe. Judging others is refusal to be who they are. If you refuse to receive an energy because you had made it wrong, you won't see it when others are being it. So So this blocks your awareness, and it distorts your perceptions and limits your cash flow. So you don't have to make any, you don't have to make anything right or wrong. You can just acknowledge it as what it is and have warmth with everyone. So,
I think I get what you're saying. So, so for instance, if I'm having difficulties paying all my bills every month, what, like, should I ask myself, what am I not receiving?
Well, you want a judgment, I would assume. So if you're having problems paying your bills, most of us will start judging why we're not having to pay our bills. And instead of doing that, maybe you can switch that down and see what is that I'm not seeing here. But if I did, I would be able to pay my bills.
Yes.
So it's really like, so who or what are you willing to receive that's stopping all your cash flow? It's who and really what, you know? It's not really just one particular thing.
So what about like, my idea of it's hard to make money. So if I think to myself, it's hard to make money, how do you think I can change that?
Well, I think that a lot of people say that, and what they're doing is they're using these connection points from their past, and they've been conditioned to believe it's hard to make money. It's hard to that because they've been told that most of their lives. And and what happens is, and it's weird because when you find something great in your life and when you have that kind of sort of mentality or that sort of thing, you start to look on how to actually give it up. So when something good comes into your life, you actually, a lot of people actually try to find a way to get rid of it. Like it's almost like, for instance, so let's just say you win the lottery. And you think, how many people end up broke after being handed, let's say, $5 million? So it's not the money. $5 million is $5 million. It's not like $5 million is going to go land into your hands and into your account, and then it's going to turn to $500. It's $5 million. But attention points towards it. Many people fantasize about winning the lottery, but when or if they do, suddenly there's so much change and so much energy, or they say to themselves, I don't deserve this, I don't know how to deal with this, and they quickly make themselves broke again because they only know scarcity and lack, and that's kind of a comfort zone for them. And what's scary is, what is kind of scary is that it's a default system that we have. It's not like the person is saying, oh my gosh, I don't want this $5 million, this is a horrible thing. It's just something that occurs by default. And because we've been conditioned for so long to think that it's too hard to make money, or we don't deserve to have that kind of money. So we end up going back to where we feel like where there's comfort.
Oh, that's very, very cool. Okay. So let's say that I'm making $2,000 a month and I want to make $10,000 a month. So it's not that comfortable, right, to make $10,000 a month because I'm so used to making $2,000 a month. So how can I get used to having $10,000 a month?
Say that again. How do you get used to making $10,000, or how do you?
Well, because didn't you say it was not comfortable?
Well, I think for a lot of people, for them, because they're not used to that kind of money all at once, so they find ways to get rid of it. And I was kind of using lottery winners, for example, because you often wonder why. How can these guys that have millions of dollars lose it so quickly? Or like even the Mike Tysons that have hundreds of millions of dollars, how do they lose that money so quickly? and they just weren't conditioned, or they just weren't in the right set to really deal with that, and or they, like I said, they feel like they don't deserve it. So I think we have to also making money so significant. So we're always talking about money. So when we focus on money, we make it significant. And I think you limit what can show up because it becomes sort of like a linear construct. So place your awareness on what will you create in your life beyond what you can imagine. And then money starts to show up. So it's really about what is it that you want to create in your life? And don't use money as like, and don't make money so significant. Make what you want to create.
Yeah. That makes sense. I get that.
Yeah.
I totally get that.
And I always kind of run back into the fact that, yeah, I think we have to remember to live in the question. We always have to be telling ourselves, asking ourselves questions about what it is that we think we might be missing. What is it that we need to understand? And we also have to remember mm-hmm. that money, joy doesn't follow money. Money follows joy. So it's out really about...
No, go ahead.
You're not talking a lot. You talk a lot. am I going in circles here?
No, honey. Keep going, because I really like what you're saying.
Well, yeah, I just think that I think a lot of us make money significant in our lives when really what we really need to do is look at what we have to do. So say you have a target of what you want to make. Okay, so you have a target you want to make. What do you want to make, $100,000, $200,000, do you have that target, right? But a lot of people look at that target as it being money, when really we should be looking at that target as being joy. Because it's it's really about how much joy do I have to be to create that? So,
Okay, that I totally get. Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. So if I'm having a blast, right? Like, I'm having really a lot of fun, and I'm just enjoying my friends. So how is that, like, creating money? How does that help me to create more money in my life if I'm having fun?
Well, because you're in a joyous, happy state.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a you're kind of in that receiving energy when you're in that state of joy. And one thing, girl, joy is not, I mean, we should probably define what joy is. Joy is not just manic laughter. Joy is ease, happiness, fun. So when you're that, the money starts kind of flowing to you. Or it has for me in my past. But whenever I've been upset or angry, I've never made money.
Oh, interesting.
It's always when I felt creative, or I felt happy, or I felt at ease with myself, or ease with the situations I was in, that I would make money.
Oh, okay, got it. I get that. Yeah.
It's not really like being money minded. I think you have an advantage if you're not. Many people say they want to make a business, and I hear this a lot. Many people, they want to make money, and they want to have freedom.
Yeah.
They want money, freedom, and they just correlate that to their business. That's what it is: money, freedom. When actually, money should not be your main objective. The objective is creating a product or service that fulfills you, and at the end of the day, you know you've been a contribution. So people that are only interested in the consequence of, let's say, money, not the process, they usually are usually the dreamers that will always say they just want to have a business. I want to have a business because I want to make a lot of money, or create something. Money mm-hmm. is just part of it. It's like oil in the machine. Most important thing is that you create, and when you are that creator, money will flow. And really, at the end of your life, what you create is what really matters.
Yeah.
It's not going to be the money.
That's true. Yeah, it's true. When I'm having fun doing what I'm doing, it doesn't matter. I mean, like, the money comes, but that's not what I'm looking at. Yeah. Awesome.
My
okay.
nose keeps running. I'm sorry if I keep sniffing.
Say that again.
My nose suddenly starts sniffing and running, so I don't know if you can hear me sniffing. I just wanted to apologize for that.
We have been sniffling. Well, I don't want to talk too much because my voice is very, very itchy, and I'm afraid of having a cough, like
yeah.
coughing way too much. So I don't mm-hmm. want to talk too much. But I'm really enjoying what you're saying about money. I agree with everything you said. And and I also want to say, if anybody wants to change the way they look at money, get your bars run.
Yeah.
Get your bars run. It
Absolutely.
Definitely changes everything. Yeah. Is there anything else that you want to talk about? Like how to become the energy of money or how to become money itself?
I mean, what do you think, Sophie? How do you become the energy of money?
I think you've said it all for me.
Yeah. I'm trying to think
the
of
only
like,
other thing is anything that money means to us. So whether it means being able to do this or that, being able to have
yeah.
this or that.
Yeah.
I would say, like, in Access we say uncreate and destroy those points of views, even if they're positive.
Mm-hmm.
Just find a way of completely changing the idea that money is this or money is that. Because if you think money is one thing, even if money is freedom or money is
mm-hmm.
ease or whatever, then it cannot be everything that it can be. And that to
yeah.
me was a big aha moment when I realized that. So to really look at everything we've made money mean and uncreate and destroy it all. Yeah.
That's good. And then also, I would say that it creates a number of choices and it creates multiple choice. So multiple choices create possibilities. And then we know choice creates all the time. So don't ask how you can spend your money. Ask how you can use your money to create more awareness. I think many people spend their money and not use their money. And I'm sorry. I'm just as guilty as anyone with this. I'm not pushing anybody. I'm just going by what my experience is and how I have the difference in how I've. So I'll ask myself, how can I use my money to create a better life for me and for my future? So instead
right.
of being in that habit of spending to the point of where I work, I go, you know, that kind of mentality. And you get into that like
yeah.
autopilot zone with when you're always sort of fighting money.
Okay. That makes total sense to me. Yeah. All right. I think we both, our bodies are picking up on a lot of the energies that people have around money, don't you think?
My nose is just running like mad suddenly. I'm not sure.
And how many people? Well, is it yours?
That's a good question.
Okay. So that's the last thing that we should really go to consider is everything that they're experiencing about money, they probably have learned it from somebody else at some point. And so maybe like looking at that and seeing where you have bought into the money story of your parents or money story of your neighbor or money story of your partner or money story of your best friend, whatever that is, also look at that and really, really choose something that works for you, not what you've learned from others.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah, that's important.
I think that's a good load of information right there that we can give to people, don't you think?
You're the one usually talking a lot, so it's kind of different, a little bit different. And then you kind of, yeah, I see you laughing.
All right. Well, I would like to complete this by saying that money is as easy as breathing, and everything that you've made money harder than breathing, will you please uncreate and destroy all of it?
Yes.
Do you have anything else to say to us?
No, I'm good, Sophie. Thank you for having
me
on.
Awesome. No, it's our show. All right, well, thank you all so much for listening to this show, and we will be posting this show very soon so you can listen to the replay if you missed it. And please let us know if there's anything specific you'd like us to talk about, or if you have any questions, let us know, and we will be happy to answer those questions. Thank you all so much. Thank you, Tobias. Have a great day.
Thank you, Sophie. Thank you, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.